Alan, it's good to see you back, and for you personally, I'm sure it's got to be good to be able to plant some roots and have some stability for a change.
It's real good, and makes me feel more comfortable and relaxed. You know what I mean? When I came in last year, I was, you know, 10-day, and then the rest of the year, so always had to be on my toes and always be prepared. But, I mean, this year, it's more like I feel part of, you know, I felt part of the family and the team. I feel like I've been here, you know what I mean, for a while. So it feels good that, you know, we have a great group of guys, great coaching staff. I mean, from top to bottom, I think it's going to be a special year for us.
I know the answer before I even ask it, but I'm still going to ask it anyways. How do you make sure that you keep that same hunger that you had while you were fighting for 10 days now that you have the stability of a contract?
Well, I know where I've been at. Yeah. I know where I came from, and I know where I don't want to go back to. So, like I said, I'm happy to be here, but you can't be satisfied with just being here, you know what I mean? I want to help out. I want to contribute any way possible. So you just got to stay in the gym like I've been doing and keep doing what got me here and even a little bit more to keep me in.
At the risk of being kind of cheesy or cliche, is there a certain validation as well for you personally in that the work you have put in? Not that you're going to, again, let that work go now that you've got a contract, but to know that, hey, man, I battled this. I played overseas. I battled for 10 days, and now here I am finally where I want it to be.
Well, it's almost like I just want to show this is where I should have been.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm here now, and I got back in, but this is now I want to show this is where I should have been. You know what I mean? And I think just every time I get on the court, I just, you know, play with that chip on my shoulder or work with that chip on my shoulder that all those years that I've been in Europe and, you know, playing outside of the NBA is, you know, it's just more chapters for my book, you know what I mean? So I'm just taking that in stride, man, and just trying to, you know, make every day a positive day for me.
Did you ever doubt yourself?
When I first got out of the NBA, yeah, I did. My first year, I think I played in Bologna, Italy. I started doubting everything. I started doubting with even basketball for me at sometimes because it was just so different for me, the culture and everything. It was just different for me. I never expected to go play in Europe. But then after I just sat down, kind of really looked at myself in the mirror, talked to a couple close friends, and, you know, if it's what I want to do, I got to put everything forth. And, I started taking it just, you know, season by season, game by game, and really started being more mature. You know what I mean? And just playing the hand I'm dealt. And I started living by that ever since then, and it's been working out for me.
When you talk about that maturity, do you see that with this team, with a lot of the guys? Because it does seem to be a difference, even with some of the young guys that are coming in with, maybe because of the veterans and the maturity that's already established, they're not allowed to maybe be as loose as perhaps on other teams.
Right. I mean, like I said, we're young, but we're older young. You know what I mean? We have guys like, DeMar DeRozan, who's 22, 23, but been in the league 4 or 5 years, you know, already. So we got guys that like to love to listen to learn, work hard, not afraid to make mistakes, and still, you know, can be critiqued by coaches. And when you got guys like that, and that goes from 1 to 15, so when you got guys like that, I mean, I just think the sky's the limit for us. I mean, we're so athletic also. We got guys that can bring up the ball. And, I mean, it's going to help us out a lot. As long as we stick to our – listen to Coach Casey and stick to that defensive side of the ball, I think we're going to be open a lot of eyes.